Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into How to Fix Meetings, a transformative guide by Graham Olcott and Haley Watts that's reshaping the way we think about and conduct meetings. Published in 2021, this book is not just a critique of the universally dreaded unproductive meeting. It's a comprehensive playbook designed to turn these gatherings into engines of collaboration and effectiveness. Graham Olcott, a renowned entrepreneur, speaker, and the mind behind Think Productive, along with Haley Watts, a seasoned productivity ninja with the same company, draw from their extensive experience in enhancing organizational productivity and wellness. Their combined insights found in How to Fix Meetings lay out clear, actionable strategies for making meetings more purposeful and engaging. This guide walks you through each step of the process, from determining a meeting's objective to ensuring actionable outcomes that lead to progress. Noteworthy for their work with major corporations like Heineken and eBay, as well as their contributions to the field of productivity through Olcott's popular business podcast, Beyond Busy, the authors bring a wealth of real-world experience and practical advice to the table. Their book is a treasure trove of tips for those looking to revolutionize meeting cultures. Whether you're a leader seeking to inspire change in your organization, a facilitator aiming to host more impactful sessions, or simply someone who's grown weary of meetings that fail to produce results. Perfect for leaders, facilitators, and anyone who wants to see real change in their meetings. How to Fix Meetings promises to equip its readers with the knowledge to host sessions that not only engage, but also achieve tangible outcomes. Join us as we explore how to move beyond the mundane and unleash the true potential of meetings. How to Fix Meetings: Meet Less, Focus on Outcomes, and Get Stuff Done. Introduction: Revolutionize your meetings and amplify impact. Picture this. You're spending almost a month each year sitting in meetings. Yes, you heard that right, nearly 23 days. Now imagine discovering that half of this time feels utterly squandered, contributing neither to your productivity nor to any meaningful outcomes. It's a scenario far too familiar to many of us, marking a significant drain on both our time and energy. But wait, there's more to the story of meetings than this grim picture presents. When we peel back the layers, we uncover that meetings aren't inherently the villain. Rather, it's our approach to them that necessitates a major overhaul. The silver lining here is this: meetings, when done right, can serve as powerhouses of engagement, pivotal moments where critical issues are tackled and impactful decisions are made. The journey to transforming these often dreaded congregation points into sessions brimming with purpose and productivity is not a trek into the unknown. It starts with acknowledging a harsh truth: we, and by that I mean most of us, could do better at planning and conducting these gatherings. Enter the guidebook to designing meetings that don't just happen but matter tremendously. This exploration offers a trove of practical, straightforward strategies tailored to elevate the meeting experience. Here's a sneak peek into the transformative insights you're about to discover. Firstly, envision your meeting as a story with a compelling narrative. Just as any gripping tale needs a beginning, middle, and end, your meeting should take attendees on a journey with a clear purpose, engaging content, and a satisfying conclusion. Next, learn to address the hippo in the room, an intriguing approach to dealing with the highest paid person's opinion, which can often sway discussions not by merit but by hierarchy. It's about creating a democratic space where ideas triumph because of their value, not their origin. Lastly, find inspiration in ancient Chinese philosophy to reframe the ethos of your meetings. Imagine leveraging timeless wisdom to foster an environment where balance, collaboration, and reflection guide your gatherings. By reimagining our meetings through these lenses, we embark on a path to not only salvage those 23 days, but turn them into a cornerstone for achievement and impact. The revolution in meeting culture is not just about avoiding inefficiency. It's about unlocking the full potential of every gathering to be a catalyst for meaningful action. Part 1. Setting the stage for success. The art of crafting purposeful meetings. Imagine for a moment, Gavin, tasked with organizing a crucial team meeting, meticulously selects the time and place, sends out the invites, and then waits. Despite his efforts, the feedback is unanimously disappointing. The meeting falls flat on its face in terms of usefulness or productivity. So where did Gavin, like many before him, go astray? His mistake was a common one, focusing on the logistical scaffolding of the meeting without considering the essence of what makes a meeting truly valuable, its purpose, preparation, and follow-up. Enter the realm of the 40-20-40 continuum, a concept that revolutionizes our approach to meetings. This model suggests that a whopping 40% of our meeting-related efforts should go into preparation, 20% into conducting the meeting itself, and another 40% into productive follow-up actions. This thoughtful distribution of energy and time is the cornerstone of effective meetings. Let's dial in on that crucial first 40%, the foundation of a productive meeting. And what's more foundational than establishing a clear, compelling purpose? The core message to grasp is simple yet profound. The secret to a productive meeting lies in defining its purpose right at the outset. A well-defined purpose acts as a beacon, guiding the meeting's direction and ensuring relevance and efficiency. It answers foundational questions about who needs to be there and what's expected of them, and it sets the stage for moving discussions forward in a meaningful way. But how do you crystallize the purpose of a meeting? It starts with engaging potential participants early on, delving into the pressing issues that necessitate the gathering. This engagement feeds into crafting a razor-sharp purpose statement, a sentence or two that encapsulates what the meeting aims to achieve. For instance, by the close of this session, we'll have pinpointed our top priorities for the upcoming campaign. This purpose statement shouldn't be a closely guarded secret. Share it well ahead of the meeting. It empowers potential participants to make an informed decision about their attendance based on the meeting's relevance to their roles and responsibilities. With the purpose firmly in hand, the next step is sculpting an agenda that's not just a list of topics, but a blueprint for action, structured to fulfill the meeting's defined purpose. Envision your agenda as a narrative arc, with a beginning that sets the context, a middle that explores solutions, and an end dedicated to concrete next steps. Alternatively, frame your agenda around the critical what's, why's, when's, how's, where's, and who's that align with your purpose statement. Remember, a well-crafted agenda is a tool, not just a formal expectation. It should be shared in advance, alongside any material that helps attendees come well prepared to contribute meaningfully. By shifting our focus from merely organizing meetings to meticulously curating them with a clear purpose and detailed agenda, we not only enhance their productivity, but transform them into catalysts for meaningful progress and decision-making. Part 2. Steering clear of chaos, the critical role of protocols in effective meetings. Picture yourself embarking on a leisurely drive only to realize, to your absolute dismay, that the world of orderly traffic has vanished overnight. In its place, you find a lawless wasteland devoid of traffic lights, signs, or any semblance of rules. The result? Utter pandemonium, with accidents lurking at every turn and a cacophony of horns filling the air. Thankfully, this is a scenario confined to the imagination, courtesy of the existence and adherence to traffic laws that keep the chaos at bay. Now, draw a parallel to the world of meetings. Without a clear set of guidelines, protocols, if you will, the potential for disorder is equally high. Meetings, absent of structure, often devolve into a mire of inefficiency and frustration. This is precisely why integral to the anatomy of a well-designed meeting is a set of rules that govern its conduct. The central thesis here is straightforward. Protocols are the unsung heroes that ensure meetings run both smoothly and effectively. These protocols don't just create a framework, they sculpt the cultural ethos of the meeting itself. They clarify how questions are raised, opinions are shared, and attention is garnered, all critical for fostering an environment where every participant has a voice. Therefore, it's essential not only to ponder these guidelines well ahead of time, but also to make them explicitly known to all attendees upon their arrival. In the digital age, the question of mobile devices at meetings presents a notable challenge. The allure of smartphones with their incessant notifications is not just a distraction, but a biochemical one, triggering the release of dopamine and encouraging habitual checking. This presents a clear barrier to engagement and focus within meetings. Combating this requires innovative solutions. For instance, proposing that attendees stow their phones in a designated box or encouraging them to keep their devices outside the meeting space can significantly reduce interruptions. For virtual meetings, suggesting the use of productivity apps like Forest, which rewards users for not using their phone, can be a proactive measure to enhance focus. Moreover, as the digital migration of meetings accelerates, tackling technology etiquette becomes paramount. Establishing norms around keeping cameras on to foster engagement and outlining clear procedures for addressing technical hiccups can streamline the process. Identifying tech support contacts beforehand ensures that tech-related disruptions are swiftly addressed, minimizing downtime. In sum, protocols are not merely guidelines, but the very scaffolding that supports productive and engaging meetings. By approaching these rules as foundational elements rather than afterthoughts, we pave the way for sessions that are not just efficient but truly effective, steering clear of the chaos that reigns in their absence. Part 3. Mastering the guest list, crafting productive meetings by selecting the right participants. Imagine for a moment you're seated in a meeting room, the discussion is swirling around you, but you can't help but quietly question why you're there. The conversation, though vital, skirts the edges of your expertise, leaving you more a spectator than a contributor. It's a scenario that's far too common, where the guest list of a meeting becomes more an assortment of individuals rather than a carefully curated team assembled to tackle a specific goal. This often leads to not only personal frustration but also institutional unproductivity. Imagine the synergy lost and the opportunities missed simply because the mix of attendees didn't align with the meeting's objective. The foundational step to avoid this pitfall is simple yet profound. Ensure that you're inviting the right people to your meetings and assigning them roles that amplify their strengths. The strategy for crafting your invite list should revolve around diversity, not just in demographics, but in experiences and perspectives on the matter at hand. With each name you add to the list, pause and articulate why their presence is pivotal. In extending the invite, communicate this rationale to them, highlighting the unique value they bring to the table. Moreover, the numbers game plays a critical role here. A leaner meeting is often a more dynamic and productive one as each additional participant exponentially complicates the web of communication. Picture this: a meeting of two enjoys a single, straightforward channel of communication. With each additional attendee, this network burgeons, amplifying the potential for miscommunication and dilution of focus. Thus, keeping the attendee list concise is not just practical, but crucial for fostering productive dialogue. Beyond just populating the meeting, assigning roles within it can significantly enhance its efficacy. Key among these roles is the chair, whose responsibility it is to navigate the conversation in alignment with the meeting's purpose and agenda, ensuring each voice finds its moment. The choice of chair is pivotal. It may not always be the meeting's initiator. Whoever takes on this mantle needs to possess a keen understanding of the meeting's objectives, alongside robust listening and facilitation skills. Additionally, the roles of timekeeper and minute taker are indispensable in their own rights. The timekeeper serves as the guardian of the agenda, nudging the conversation forward to adhere to the allotted times, while the minute taker captures the essence of the discussion, documenting contributions and action items. Proactively approaching individuals for these roles, with a clear delineation of expectations, further streamlines the meeting process. In essence, the art of meeting productivity hinges not just on the why, but significantly on the who and how. By meticulously selecting the participants and effectively leveraging their roles, each meeting can transcend being a mere calendar entry to becoming a catalyst for meaningful progress and innovation. Part 4, Mastering Meeting Dynamics, the art of timing and tackling dominance. After meticulously laying the groundwork, crafting a purpose statement, curating an agenda, setting protocols, and inviting the right people, the stage is finally set for the actual meeting. But remember, according to the 40-20-40 continuum, this moment is where 20% of your focus should be aimed. It's in this phase that the meeting's success is truly tested, shaped by how well you navigate its unfolding dynamics. Before diving into the heart of the meeting, it's essential to set the right tone. Begin by reiterating the meeting's purpose and reviewing the protocols to ensure everyone is on the same page. A round of introductions not only clarifies roles, but also humanizes the proceedings, especially when accompanied by the sharing of something positive, however unrelated it might be. The guiding principle for navigating the meeting's terrain is simple yet profound. Throughout the meeting, implement pauses as necessary and manage any dominant participants. Meetings are not just about the continuous exchange of ideas. Strategic pauses play a crucial role. These pauses come in three flavors. Practical pauses, be it for a bathroom break or a moment of relaxation, are vital in longer meetings, ensuring attendees remain refreshed and attentive. Reflective pauses allow participants a moment to digest information, jot down thoughts, or simply catch their breath amidst dense discussions. Strategic pauses serve as soft breaks, either to diffuse tensions in heated moments or to facilitate deeper engagement through smaller group discussions or brief meditative exercises. Equally significant is the challenge of managing dominance within the meeting. When one or more individuals monopolize the conversation, it stifles the collective wisdom of the group. Strategies to circumvent this include structured turns for contribution, employing visual aids like flip charts for communal idea sharing, or organizing attendees into pairs for focused discussion on specific topics. However, dominance isn't always about volume or verbosity. It can also stem from authority or experience, leading to the so-called HIPPO, highest paid person's opinion effect. This phenomenon can skew the meeting's direction, as others might defer unduly to the opinions of those with higher status. Addressing the HIPPO effect requires tactful moderation. Encouraging the influential individual to contribute last can democratize the conversation. Ensuring a diversity of perspectives are heard before their potentially overshadowing views. If you find yourself as the HIPPO, consciously shift from asserting to inquiring, prioritizing questions over answers to foster a truly collaborative discussion. By integrating these approaches, strategic pauses to refresh and refocus, paired with vigilant management of dominant voices, the meeting not only progresses smoothly, but becomes a platform where every participant, regardless of status, contributes valuably to achieving the shared purpose. Part 5, Turning Talk into Action, the Essence of Effective Meeting Follow-Through. In the grand tapestry of global dialogues, from climate change summits to economic forums, leaders and experts gather to dissect and navigate the complexities of pressing issues. They engage in days of discussion, listening, and strategizing, all aimed at forging a path forward. The ultimate success of these gatherings, however, hinges not on the breadth of conversation, but on the subsequent actions taken. Without tangible steps towards implementation, even the most fruitful discussions render themselves moot, a principle that holds true for meetings at all levels. The cornerstone of transforming discussions into outcomes lies in productive follow-through, the final stretch in the 40-20-40 continuum of meeting effectiveness. The essence of this productive follow-through is meticulous documentation and assignment of responsibilities within the meeting minutes. Clear delineation of what needs to be done and by whom sets the stage for accountability and action. Tasks emerging from a meeting fall into two categories. Next, physical actions and delegated outcomes. Next, physical actions are concrete, straightforward tasks with defined parameters, like determining the remaining company budget and communicating it. Delegated outcomes, on the other hand, involve broader goals assigned to specific individuals, granting them the autonomy to chart the course towards achieving these objectives. Both types require clarity and specificity to avoid ambiguity and foster accountability. Facilitating the completion of these tasks can begin even before the meeting adjourns, allocating the final minutes of the meeting to jumpstart tasks, be it through initiating a crucial call or laying out the steps forward, can boost momentum from the outset. Another powerful tool in the arsenal of productive follow-through is the concept of the power hour. This dedicated session is for tackling action items emanating from meetings, fostering a collective environment of focus and productivity. The structure is straightforward. A brief kickoff where each participant states their action item, followed by an hour of concentrated individual work. The beauty of the power hour lies in its flexibility. Participants can work on tasks stemming from different meetings, making it a versatile strategy for maintaining momentum across projects. Embracing these strategies ensures that meetings transcend their temporal boundaries and translate into meaningful, impactful actions. The commitment to productive follow-through not only validates the time and effort invested in meetings, but also propels initiatives forward, making the difference between stagnation and progress. It's in this transition from dialogue to deed that meetings find their true worth, solidifying their role as catalysts for change and achievement. Part 6. Harmonizing Meeting Dynamics, the Interplay of Yin and Yang. In the heart of ancient Chinese philosophy lies the enduring concept of yin and yang, contrasting yet complementary forces that together bring balance to the universe. Yin, characterized by its softness, receptivity, and passivity, contrasts with the assertive, action-oriented nature of Yang. This duality isn't just a cosmic principle, it finds its place within the microcosms of our work environment, particularly in the way we conduct meetings. This leads us to an essential realization. The cultivation of effective meeting habits is an exercise in balancing yin and yang energies. To infuse meetings with yin energy is to prioritize listening, openness to new ideas, and a harmonious group dynamic. Several practices can help foster this energy. The first is cultivating calmness, enabling full presence and active participation. This calm demeanor allows for a deeper engagement with colleagues' thoughts and contributions. Mindfulness follows, emphasizing emotional awareness to prevent overpowering the discussion with unchecked emotions. Lastly, valuing participants not just for their roles but as individuals elevates the quality of interactions, acknowledging and appreciating everyone's input. However, a meeting atmosphere dominated solely by yin might feel pleasant and inclusive, but could lack direction and decisiveness. This is where the proactive thrust of yang energy becomes crucial. Yang energy propels meetings towards outcomes, emphasizing goal orientation and decisive action. A strategic approach to embodying yang involves discerning participation. Consider attending fewer meetings to preserve your time and focus for those that truly matter, perhaps by adopting a policy of joining 1 in 3 meetings or delegating attendance. Further cultivating yang in meetings could mean advocating for their streamlining, suggesting shorter meeting durations, or implementing no meeting days to encourage efficiency and focus. And crucially, yang energy underscores the importance of actionable outcomes. Every meeting should conclude with clear next steps, assigned responsibilities, and deadlines to transform dialogue into tangible progress. The art of managing meetings, then, is not in favoring one energy over the other, but in harmonizing them, blending the reflective, inclusive nature of yin with the directive, outcome-focused vitality of yang. This equilibrium ensures meetings are not only spaces of collaboration and idea exchange, but also crucibles of action and achievement. In mastering this balance, one can elevate meetings from obligatory calendrical entries to catalysts of meaningful progress and innovation. Final summary. The essence of transforming mundane meetings into engines of efficiency lies not just in what happens within the confines of the meeting room, but equally in the groundwork laid before and the strategic follow-through afterwards. Here's a roadmap to designing meetings that are not just necessary but impactful. Embarking on this journey requires an initial, crucial step: crystallizing the purpose of the meeting. A clear, articulated purpose not only guides the formulation of a focused agenda, but also helps in curating the list of participants, ensuring that each person's presence brings value to the table. This approach encourages a diversity of thought and expertise, breathing life into the meeting's objectives. As the meeting unfolds, maintaining an environment where open dialogue flourishes is vital. Achieving this involves fostering a balance between listening and contributing, between the receptive, inclusive yin energy and the decisive, action-oriented yang. This balance ensures that all attendees feel valued and heard, creating a space conducive to true collaboration. In the heat of discussion, the importance of capturing actionable outcomes cannot be overstated. Identifying and assigning clear tasks and responsibilities sets the stage for tangible progress. However, the journey doesn't end here. The secret sauce to ensuring these outcomes metamorphose from plans to reality is the implementation of power hours. These dedicated sessions are a testament to the belief that collective focus and individual effort can turn the wheels of action, driving forward the initiatives sparked in meetings. In essence, the hallmark of a productive meeting lies in its ability to weave together meticulous planning, dynamic execution, and fervent action. It's a symphony of purpose, participation, and productivity where every note counts. Embracing this holistic approach not just elevates the quality of meetings, but fundamentally enhances their contribution to our collective goals. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.